A photo in the August 12, 1960 edition of the Petersburg Press shows Tina Williams, daughter of a former mayor, cutting the ribbon to dedicate Petersburg's municipal building. It was completed in July of that year by the Berg Construction Company for $310,000, and it housed city offices, the library, health center, police, fire, and public works department at the time. Nearly 57 years later, the building, with a new lease on life, had another ribbon cutting, this time by Mayor Cindy Lagadakis.
Though the project remained our number one priority for several years, we were not attracting a significant enough outside investment to accomplish completion of the project. As Petersburg often does, we look to ourselves to move the remodeling project forward. The building you see today is the culmination of that effort.
The work was funded by a combination of state grants, proceeds from the sale of some land, and other money the municipality had set aside for the project. The construction cost around $6.6 million, with the overall project price tag around $10 million. Lagadakis also noted that the day was the one-year anniversary of a vehicle accident that took the life of two young women who worked for the borough, Marie Giesbrecht and Molly Parks.
Their love of Petersburg was evident in the activities they were involved in and the lives that they touched. The organizations and endeavors in which they were involved demonstrated a commitment to making this a better place to live now and for years to come. We, as an assembly and a community, embrace that spirit of personal action, quiet pride in who we are, and investment in our future. We are dedicating this building to the people of this community and invite you to take a tour of your publicly owned municipal building.
These days, the building houses the borough's administration and finance offices, along with an expanded police station. The first phase of the work was completed earlier this year. A second phase is newly finished. That includes a vehicle sally port where police officers can unload a prisoner out of the weather. It's the space that used to house the old police station, and it's now a cavernous garage. Inside it, borough manager Steve Giesbrecht said the borough had signed off on substantial completion on the work, although some punch list items remain to be finished by the contractor.
It's nice to see people. This is, you know, people of Petersburg's building, and it took a joint effort from a lot of people to make this happen, both at the legislative level and then locally as well. So it's really good to see it done, and, you know, our police officers deserve a whole lot better than what they had, and this is really, really nice for them.
Before the work, the police station part of the building suffered from a settling foundation, separating walls, and other problems. It was notorious among past employees who made do while the municipality pursued funding for a renovation or new construction. Among those attending were former police officers Heidi and Jim Agner, brought in by the borough for the event. Jim was police chief for 3.5 years, and the couple retired in 2013 after 19 years on the force. The Agners recalled a few of the lowlights from their time in the old station.
Well, let's see. It could have been the rats coming up from the sewer, or Jim's favorite, raw sewage going by his building.
His desk.
By his desk. The dispatchers having to wrap their legs in blankets because there was no heat in the front room. So, yeah, I could go on, but I guess that's probably enough, huh?
But you've seen the new version of it, and what are your thoughts?
Absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
Absolutely lovely. It's so great.
Biggest change that you see in it? Just clean,
the floor,
cleanliness,
the floor,
huh?
The floor is level. No, there are so many new things to it that are, I don't want to say state of the art, but they're absolutely where a police department should be, and the better police departments in our state have. The sally port may not seem important to a lot of people, but that is a huge officer safety and actually public safety. You know, so often you have somebody that you've had to arrest, and the weather's bad, and if they're the sally port, there's no ice, so you don't have to worry about people falling and getting hurt. So the sally port is something that's really nice. And then again, you go through and you see the new jail facility. It's up to code, which is nice.
Another former member of the force, Bruce Westry, was a police captain and also acting chief from time to time. He was in the old building for 27 years.
We have a lot of memories about the old version. One is, you know, it was an old building. It really was an old building, and you could see the changes as the years went by. So, and there had been several attempts to move in this direction to get a new building over the several decades.
Yeah.
With this finally happening, it's just really great. I mean, the Sally part, the communications, the liability issue from the older building was just phenomenally high, and this is just outstanding.
Doc Lopez was a police dispatcher for 21 years. He remembers the sloping floors from the old building and the creative ways the municipality made temporary fixes to the problems.
The chief, they built him a stage, as we call it. He was starting to have backache problems and then recognized that his chair was rolling forward. So they put a 3-inch lift, or 3 or 4-inch lift, in a span of around 6 feet. And put his desk on it so that he was sitting upright. And then everybody came in and sat down in front of him, was down below.
The current day police force and dispatchers have settled into the new space and are still moving some items in since the end of construction. They gave tours to the members of the public who showed up for a rare view inside the jail cells, dispatch area, and offices. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.